Goofy Travel.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of October. The prep tip today is to stock up on paper products. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of these matters, also keep in mind, stock up on feminine hygiene products. If you don't have a clue what to get, talk to the ladies. They'll be glad to let you know what to get. And in addition, get twice as much as you think you might need. They would be great barter items. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Pastor Evan Bell. Pastor Bell is my pastor. He is the pastor of the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri. We'll be talking about the events today and wrap up our conversation, as we do every time, with a very thoughtful prayer for all of our listeners. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you again.
It is. We're doing this on a biweekly basis, and it's amazing how much the world changes in just 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Time goes by, and big changes.
Well, we had something in the U.S. Congress that's not happened in the more than 200 years the U.S. Congress has been meeting. We had a sitting Speaker of the House voted out of office. There's no precedence for that. I hope it's a good thing, and so far I think it is. What do you think, sir?
And voted out by action initiated by his very own party, and the hardcore part of that party as well.
Precisely. Now, this morning's headline is President Trump is endorsing Congressman Jordan to take that position. I think Jordan may be a good choice. I don't know specifically, but I was kind of hoping that President Trump may take that position. But moving on from there. I don't know if you heard the first hour, but we had the elected coroner of Texas County, which is just two counties away from us. She mentioned that before COVID in 2019, her county was averaging 7 people dying per month on the average. Now it's 28. That's a 400% increase. And, of course, this is attributed to all-cause mortality, without giving any specific reason, which I think obviously it's COVID-19 vaccinations. But we've seen an uptick in all-cause mortality in our area also, haven't we, Pastor?
Yes, we have. And I'm just not sure exactly how to explain it other than COVID-related.
Well, it gets lost in what we've learned, and I go back to the summer of 2020. The Washington state government admitted that they were attributing all gunshot deaths to COVID deaths. This is one tiny example. Many other jurisdictions are attributing all motor vehicle accidents to COVID deaths. So they can fake a lot, but one thing they can't fake is all-cause mortality. There's only so many death certificates, and they all get counted. And that's what we've seen is about a typically 17% and 20% increase in all-cause mortality. What Marie has observed is a 400% increase in all-cause mortality. That's off the charts crazy, isn't it?
It is. I think also you find a decrease in other causes of death in the last few years. That's just a couple of years ago. I can remember just common flu. The numbers went way down.
Right, right, right. As a cause of death, absolutely. Well, Pastor, I know you're active in a lot of areas. You stay current on current events, and you read a lot. And what's high on your radar that you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, this is just yesterday, and it's just a comment by Hillary Clinton, John. And, you know, there's only so much you can squeeze out of just a comment, but it's a chilling one when she says that MAGA supporters generally – conservative, right-leaning people in America will need to go through some formal deprogramming. And she said this on an interview on CNN with Christine Amanpour, and who's, you know, in the industry. She's a respected journalist. She interviews people.
Right.
And I think Hillary has tipped her hand here. I really do.
Well, I agree with you, and I saw that interview, that particular clip, not the entire interview, but that particular clip that you mentioned. I did see it myself, and the day after the election in 2020, I played from the Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, on my show. she was the first person to publicly discuss that Barack Obama was not qualified to be run for president for the following reason. He's not a natural-born citizen. To be a natural-born citizen, you have to have two things. You have to be born on American soil, number one. You have to have two American citizen parents, number two. Now, he may or may not have been born on American soil. Even if he was born in Hawaii, he did not have two American-born parents, so he's not a natural-born citizen. He's a dual national. But the Hillary Clinton, they got her to shut up when they promised her that it was her turn next to be president. That's what got her to shut up about Barack Obama being a dual national, which, of course, is an accurate and true statement. The line of dead bodies following Hillary and Bill Clinton is long. It's approaching 100 or so men and women who have been murdered to keep them quiet about what they knew. This woman, she comes from a long line. You may already know this, Pastor, but she comes from a long line of out of Europe of men and women involved in witchcraft. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. I was aware of everything else you have said, John, and I agree with it. I think Christians have every reason to look at the future and have grave concerns about our freedoms, our rights. And I think her statement last night, I think, John, is really she's tipped her hand at what they wish to do to conservative people.
Well, I don't know Hillary personally. I really don't care to. But knowing her persona, it wouldn't surprise me if she still attempted to become candidate on a Democratic ticket. That wouldn't surprise me at all. People say she's done, she's finished, but She could be baking chocolate chip cookies instead of getting all dialed up to do an international or nationwide TV interview. There's an agenda there. This woman does nothing of that nature without something very strong behind it. Don't you think, Pastor?
Yes, and John, I would not eat those cookies.
No, if I knew she baked them, I wouldn't want to be in the same room with them.
I just can't help but say, John, I look at stories being, you know, the UK being arrested for silent prayer in front of an abortion clinic, simply standing and voicing silently a prayer to God. And a person was arrested. I think she got out of that. We can look north to Canada and we see people being arrested and losing careers and spending time in jail for using the wrong pronouns, these sort of things. It's like something truly out of Monty Python, John. But it's real and it's here. And I think, I think someday we know in the world's largest nation, people go away to reprogramming, re-education camps to where they get their minds fixed by the government. And I think we're going to see that someday in our United States.
Of all places, England is so disappointing that this has happened. A friend of mine, I saw him at a British car show over the weekend that I had my Triumphs, and he's a British car enthusiast himself. And he just got back from Oxford, England. He's an attorney, and his son was with him, taking the same classes. And I said, they're going into the history of English law. And I said, you went back to the Magna Carta. He says, no, John, we went all the way back to Hammurabi. And and to see the birthplace of English common law, which is the basis, and you may not know this, Pastor, but if you pick up the Missouri Revised Statutes, which I used to deal with on a weekly basis at least, at the very first page of the very first book of the Missouri Statutes, it says, if I can paraphrase, anything not covered here is covered in English common law. So Missouri statutes, and I'm sure most of the 50 states, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure most 50 states are based on English common law, which is the basis of Western civilization, quite frankly. And it's so disappointing to see what the Brits have done to themselves, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. The last time, it's been a while since I flew to London, but the last time I flew there, it was a long time before I saw really British people. We took a bus, we took the tube, and it was a long time traveling from the airport to our residence before I saw British people. It's been taken over, and not just by outsiders, by people foreign to the UK, but by those that wish to bring it down and to fundamentally change it. And I think we see that here, too.
Well, in, especially in Southern California, I've looked this up and I've verified for myself. If you want any employment in the public sector, it doesn't matter what, you have to be able to speak both English and Spanish, or you won't get employment in the public sector in Southern California. So in certain geographic areas, that's already happening here. The numbers of what we see of illegal aliens range as high as 20 million plus. They're looking to change demographics here, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are. They will replace us, and we won't know the country in just a few more years.
If this continues. Now, the Biden administration has recently said in the last few days that they intend to start building the wall again on the southern border. I don't know where the money's going to come from, because Congress has to authorize the funds. But the damage has been done, and it continues. A statement they're going to start building a wall won't translate into actually building a wall for probably a year or more, will it?
No, and honestly, I think if they truly wish to control the border, it's going to be to horn in and get a cut from the flow of the drug money flowing in. This is border control. I remember in Central Asia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, the government came down with a heavy hand on border control, but it was to control and tap the lucrative drug trade. And I think that can only be the reason that our current administration is looking to retake our borders.
Right. Well, welcome to the real world. When I ran for Congress in 1996, I debriefed a retired Drug Enforcement Agency field agent, a 20-year man. He says, John, every drug and addiction project we had my entire 20 years with the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, once we got the third level above the street dealer, the entire operation was shut down and reassigned to new assignments. The job of the Drug Enforcement Administration is to protect the government involvement in drugs and to eliminate the competition. And they do both very effectively.
I believe that 100%, John, because that's what we saw overseas.
A friend of mine, he's now deceased, he's with Special Forces, as I was. When he's getting ready to leave Vietnam, one of the guys he worked with says, hands him a brown plastic, brown paper sack with many thousands of dollars, U.S. Currency in it. And my friend says, what's this for? And his buddy says, why do you think we made all this trip to Cambodia, you idiot? So he took the cash and left. They were going to Cambodia and picking up the drugs. It was part of the CIA drug operation. And I have further confirmation from another friend who was a C-130 crew chief. And he told me directly that the drugs were put in the coffins and brought back to Dover, Delaware, where they've been bringing the bodies back from war-torn areas for decades to Dover, Delaware. And that's how they got the drugs into the United States, was in the coffins of the deceased veterans of the Vietnam War.
That's disgusting. It's so dishonoring, John. But I don't disbelieve it.
Well, it's the CIA, and they use the drug money for black ops, for spending funds that they don't have to account to Congress for. So the CIA gets two sources of funding. One is the official source from the U.S. taxpayers and the U.S. Congress. The other is the black bag project money they get from their drug sales. And that's been going on for decades as well. The Taliban had just about eliminated the heroin production before America got there. The heroin production went up many hundreds of percent while the Americans were there for 20 years. And now the heroin production is back down to a fraction of what it was since the Americans left a year ago.
Yep. When we lived there, red poppies were illegal. I can remember my daughter, she was 3 at the time, and we were teaching English in this little village school. And she found some, because they grow here and there, not in fields in Tajikistan, but here and there. And she had gathered, just a few, and had a little bouquet in her hand and walked in. And I remember the teachers just looked in abject horror at her hand, because she had gathered them, and they weren't supposed to exist in this village, but they do, and the drug trade has it rebounded, and now it's under the Taliban going away again.
Well, the from one drug alone, fentanyl, which is a synthetic painkiller, it does have legitimate uses, but fentanyl is killing about as many people every year as we lost in Vietnam during 10-plus years of combat, over 50,000 Americans dying per year. It's an absolute holocaust, isn't it, sir?
It is. It is. John, we have some happy news in our little town.
Let's hear it.
Viburnum, Missouri, this weekend is Old Miners Day. This is a city festival, and it starts Friday evening tonight with the Miss Viburnum contest and his beauty contest go. This is pretty family-oriented and pretty tame, but it's a really nice chance for young ladies and girls to practice their poise and their talents and compete. And then tomorrow there's booths set up, some games, There's also mine tours. If you've never been 1,000 feet down in the earth, John, you can take a mine tour.
I've done it. It's a very special thing, and quite frankly, a bit scary. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Columbus Day sale and energy clearance is in effect right now until midnight the 9th. That's Columbus Day this coming Monday. $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal. visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, where I've been a member for a number of years. It's a pleasant, very nice country church on Highway 49 in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri, a town of less than 700 people, a town built with intent. In 1965, Viburnum was basically a post office, a gas station, and not much else, was it, Pastor?
Not much here at all. It was a stop sign.
That was it. And yep. At the time, it was called Doran Mining. They needed a community for the workers and their families to live. It would be a nice, pleasant place. Most communities kind of grow haphazard, a little here, a little there over a period of years. But this was a planned community from the get-go, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, and they did some things really well, John. There's a really a beautiful park at the center of town. And they also built a shopping center with the high school right next to it. So the town is well-suited for our little old miners' day because it's at the center, and there's plenty of room for our celebration to take place.
I've been all over the Midwest, and I don't know of many towns of 600 people that have a country club with a golf course and a swimming pool. That's almost unheard of for a town that small, isn't it?
It was originally built for the executives of the mine, but then broadened it to any mine employee, and now they, for quite a while, they've broadened it to the community at large. And it's quiet, it's relatively crime free, and that's so important to my family, John.
Yes, it's important to everybody, and it should be. And most everything a normal human being needs is right there. We have a dollar store, we have a medical clinic. It's a very pleasant place to live. And my first trip there in 1994, I was doing executive protection. I never heard of the place before. And we're driving from, I've seen mile after mile through the forest, looked like Davy Crockett just left it the day before. And all of a sudden, this town pops up out of nowhere. It's kind of pretty amazing.
And we found it, as a matter of coincidence, just when we were living in Tajikistan and shopping for just woodland, just land. And we found our little abandoned farm, actually closed on the property. It was a government foreclosure. We closed on it from the embassy in Dushanbe, DHL. That's an international FedEx. DHL actually sent our closing statements home. And so it was just a shot in the dark for us as well.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, one of the things that attracts myself to your ministry is your international experience, which very few pastors have that experience. A pastor of my church in St. Louis, he had a similar experience. He was a missionary to the Middle East, and he speaks Arabic with the proper dialect and accent and so forth. That international perspective is something I highly value, and something when you bring to the table experience as a pastor that very few other pastors have, don't you, sir?
I thank you for that compliment, John. Being a missionary, you learn contingency planning. You know, what are we going to do if this happens? You learn flexibility, that you're going to have to be ready to be a jack of almost all trades, and you're going to have to work together to build a commonality with a small group of other international missionaries. And those three skills, contingency planning and working together and being able to handle whatever comes your way, really translates well into this small country church in our age. Because, as you know, churches are under fire today in the United States, and we're losing people across the United States. So I feel that my missionary service, in a way, has really prepared me for our little Viburnum.
Absolutely. Well, we've had some listeners to my show up at our little church, and we welcome them. It's a very welcoming, friendly, non-threatening environment, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is, John. We welcome people. They are
and
more than welcome.
If you're a musician, we have openings for musicians who want to play the guitar or some other instrument. Give Pastor Bell a call, and we might just be able to work something out. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're living through the worst crime in human history right now, the consequences of the COVID vaccination clot shots. I have more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says the intent, not a side effect, but the intent of the Pfizer COVID vaccination is to kill and hurt people. That's about the serious credentials as you'll ever find to make a comment on this matter. My Columbus Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 9th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and a bonus 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal. You can do that right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Pastor, you have two youngsters that are getting really close to being driving age, aren't they, sir?
Yes, I do. In fact, my son just got his first car. You know, John, rural homeschoolers get to do a lot around the farm and call it homeschooling. My kids right. hate this. We're actually processing 60 chickens next week for the freezer, and that's part of our ag class in our homeschool. But also, there's auto mechanics. So the Old Miner's Day does have a car show, and so we found a 1994 Mercury Capri convertible. It's a reasonable 90s convertible, and I know you're British car enthusiasts, so it is a Capri made in Australia. And it was in the woods for a couple of years. So he has cleaned it out, and we've gotten it started. We've put in plugs, wires, a bunch of things. But he's actually entering that tomorrow, Saturday.
Well, good He'll for him. Good for him. I have a speaking engagement, so I won't be able to be there. But I say good for him. That'd be a great experience to be around some great guys and gals. The people that are car enthusiasts are just really solid Americans. That's wonderful. Pastor, we got a couple of callers here. Let's see what we got. Looks like, well, we only got one. It's Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, I can pretend I'm two personalities. I mean, I got a split personality, so there's two callers. John.
Actually, and, we do have another one, but I got ahead of myself. But go ahead.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. Yes, now, Pastor, There's a lot of questions about what's going to happen in the future, what the future of America is. And in Revelation, it talks about the great whore and committed fornication with all these nations and all of these things, and that Babylon would be destroyed in 1 hour. They would stand afar off and see the smoke of her burning. Well, you know, I've been listening to a particular prophetess who's speaking these days and has many amazing things to say, some which are so incredible, they're unbelievable to me. But when we look at a man that all these conservatives worship, so to speak, unfortunately or fortunately, he says he can touch women where he wants, unfortunately or fortunately, and he smiles. Listen. The guy, the only thing he had in common with Biden was that he promoted the jab. That was the only thing that they campaigned on, that they agreed on. They're all in it together is my postulate. But also, the guy is so deceptive. He had DEC folks tell me that he tried to circumvent all their stuff, and they had lots of problems with him. Other people are talking that he'd do 80% of the job and then go in with his lawyers and stuff. And I'm not sure, but he was doing so according to what they were saying, he was doing some very bad business in that way. Now, this guy, you know, he's been to Epstein Island, too, and, you know, he's had different women. This is well known by other people as well that have known him, okay, that have known people. You know, that like we're married to people that worked with him. Okay. So do you see the destruction of America and the foolishness of depending on a man who they believe, who says many true things, who has great abilities, but he's not a man of God? What is your opinion? Is America going to be destroyed? Are we the great whore and following the wrong guy? Some people, not me.
Well, we'll get a response from Pastor Bell if he has one. Go ahead, Pastor.
I sure do, and thank you for your call, Dave. I don't think that I can definitively say who the great whore of Babylon in Revelation is. I know that Babylon, even in the scriptures, Peter refers to Rome as Babylon. So, I don't think we can definitively say this exact person or country or capital city is Babylon. Revelation is a book with mystery woven into it to keep people on their toes and looking towards Christ. So I can't say. I do know that if we made multiple partners, having multiple partners a deal breaker for having someone in Washington, who would be left?
Not many.
Not many at all. So Christians, of course, be ready for anything, but Christians cannot look to the personality of an individual. But that's anyone we send. That's our governors. That's so many elected officials that I don't think that Donald Trump should be singled out as the worst of them all. Often in life, you have to choose the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is that there could be, you know, everything that is going on, none of these politicians can stop the destruction that's occurring to America with all these guys coming across the border, pre-positioning themselves. And as John has mentioned, many years this has happened. It's all being set up in this way and going down from what all of us can see. And that's all, you know, I mean, we can see it going down and being taken down. So thanks for your opinion on Revelation.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Dave. We appreciate it. We have a caller off air mentioning the pastor. We didn't mention the Viburnum International Airport, which is closed to general aviation. And I did have permission to use it for purposes after the hurricane in New Orleans, but it's otherwise closed to general aviation. Let's see. Our next caller looks like Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
I was really intrigued by your old miner's day and talk of going down 1,000 feet for an elevator ride in a mine shaft. It's like, my only problem is I'm afraid I'd have the song Big John going through my mind the whole time.
Well, you could hum that. I'm sure everybody in the elevator may hum it with you.
Yeah.
Glenn, my son went down one time in his life, and of my small family, he alone has said, "Dad, never again."
Exactly.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Glenn.
I'd be less concerned. You know, I've been, like, you know, scuba diving at 140 feet underwater. It's like, even if I shot up, the worst I would get is the bends, you know. But I got to admit, that sounds intriguing, but kind of scary, indeed. About the one thing about the previous caller, about the Whore of Babylon. Yeah, this identity of the Whore is the big one. Rome is often mentioned, but let's not forget, I mean, Apostle Paul referred to Rome as Babylon, and in Isaiah, we see Israel and Jerusalem characterized as Sodom and, characterized as Sodom and Egypt and stuff like that. So I definitely Sodom. I wouldn't want to rule out Jerusalem as a potential for the Whore of Babylon, because she, the kings, the ten horns, the kings hate her. And they're going to destroy her and burn her with, you know, eat her flesh and destroy her with fire. That could well correlate with the desolation of Jerusalem. So I know people would tend to look to Rome, but Jerusalem's a definite possibility. Just thought I'd bring that up. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. Pastor, there's hundreds of books written about these matters, speculating what the Book of Revelation says, aren't there, sir?
Yes, there are, and they are fascinating studies. I just always carry with me this sense of it was intentionally written with a sense of mystery and lack of clarity, and you have precise clarity in the Gospels, in the letters, the epistles, in Acts, the historical precision of where, who went, and what they preached. But in Revelation, it's intentionally written to be unclear, so that successive generations will watch their lives, live accordingly, and be ready for anything life might bring their way.
Well, it seems to be serving that purpose quite well, and it will continue to do so. Looks like our next caller is Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. 1 Timothy 4:8, New King James Version. Pastor, perhaps to take a break from your studying, you take a brisk walk or something along those lines?
Thank you for asking. That's so important. The balance between spirituality and this everyday world we live in is a balance everyone has to find. I live on a farm, and so I cut my own wood. In another month, we'll get our wood stove going. We'll heat with wood in our country farmhouse till about mid-April. Tax day is the last day we usually burn wood. We put our wood stove up. And so life on a farm just brings all sorts of good exercise. My family owns 5 Trek bicycles, and we've done bike trails. We did a bike trail in your lovely Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis, in a park, Hummel Park, outside west of Indianapolis. So we find ways of staying healthy. I love the gospel. I love the gospel message, but I also think modern churches must also help their people with matters of education, health, wisdom in today's world. We have to speak on politics, COVID, topics that are woven into our life experience, because if we don't, we're not going to be the people of God we should be, and that includes our health.
Did you hear about the squat exercise craze that's taken the country by storm? The name of the squat is called Diddly.
Let's go. Always good to have a little humor there, Sherman. We appreciate that. Thank you for
have
your call,
day.
Sir. Okay. Little humor never hurts at all, does it, Pastor?
No, it doesn't. But the sad part about it is I was just looking these up for our class on people and tech. John, the average person spends about 6 hours, 40 minutes a day in front of some sort of screen. Now, screen can be TV, can be cell phone, it can be desktop, laptop, tablet. 6 hours and 40 minutes a day, the average American puts their face in front of a screen. We haven't yet, as a people and culture, wrapped our mind around the negative aspects of that, and that part isn't funny.
Well, it isn't. A follow-up on that before we get to the next caller. There's proposals about public education to have all education become remote, with children being in their homes using screens instead of in a schoolhouse. That would be an absolute disaster, wouldn't it, sir?
John, when we lived in the former Soviet Union, the Soviet kitchen in their Soviet apartments had a hardwire radio and a hardwire telephone. When we first got there, we had to take our own jacks, plugs, and cable and tools so that we could turn off the phone and turn off the radio. The radio didn't have, it had Radio Moskva, it had a capital city radio, and it was their way of beaming into that home a daily drumbeat and of Soviet propaganda. And I think that's where the government is headed with in-home remote education. I really do.
Well, we got a taste of that when they made getting these little black boxes that convert your TV to receive the digital transmission a national emergency. That was during the Obama administration. I thought at the time, how can not watching television become a national emergency? But it was. Let's see. Our next caller, it looks like Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you very much, John. And thank you, Pastor. Actually, now you got my brain going. I love the diddly squat joke. That was perfect. I needed a little chuckle. And technology. That's why those poor kids didn't learn anything during, got to stay home for COVID. If they gave them workbooks, they would have been fine. Keep them off computers. You know, they're running virtual reality in the background of all screens. The night I heard that, I knew it was true because I had researched virtual reality and neuroscience. Your brain has no firewall. Whatever you take in virtual reality, your brain believes is absolute truth. But the person who'd been told this was saying, oh, buddy, he assured me it's not like you have a lens or anything. You're not wearing goggles. And I just said straight up, went, oh, no. Why do we have screensavers? Our eyeballs have lenses. So you don't know what's in the back of that screen. And all I could think was, if it's the image of the beast, we're in trouble. Because people are already bowing down to their devices. But, you know, others say, God wouldn't do let that happen. I'm like, I don't know. It sounds like devil's MO to me. But what I was going to ask you was, well, the other thing is wireless. Nobody should have wireless in their house. Is where in the Bible does Paul say that Mystery Babylon is Rome? I'm just wondering because I don't know that.
Yeah, that was our caller, and I said Peter said Rome was Babylon, and now I'm my mind is scrambling to find the reference.
Okay, I'll search for it. Actually,
here's our last
so
break.
You know, though, D.C. is a city with seven hills.
Okay,
the District
right.
of Columbia has seven hills.
Amazing, just like Rome.
That's scary.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
As I said to those who've joined the government,
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
We're not having a regular service at the Viburnum Free Will Baptist this Sunday. We will have a community service instead with all the churches coming together, won't we, Pastor?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. My wife is looking forward to a break from my preaching. I'm looking forward to hearing Dr. Justin Perry from First Baptist Church.
Absolutely. Well, let's try to fit one last caller in here. John from Texas, almost out of time, John. Right quick.
Hello, sir. I have a question for the pastor. Sir, do you hold to the idea? What is your opinion of the pre-tribulation rapture idea?
Sure.
And
thank
do you ever watch? You have an opinion of Stan Johnson and the Prophecy Club?
Thanks for your call, John. I don't know Stan Johnson. Prophecy Club. I was raised pre-trib. I want to say that I do also concede that there are verses in the New Testament that could be interpreted as mid-trib. So, yeah, I'm pre-trib. But I'm also sympathetic to those that prevent evidence from scriptures that seem to point towards the mid-trib view. So I'm comfortable with both.
Okay. John, thank you for your call. Pastor, we're down to the last 2 minutes here. Let's go ahead and have a prayer for our listeners and for our country, please, sir.
Thank you, John. Let's go before our Lord. Father God, there is so much we do not know about Revelation, who cities are, leaders, what evil will come our way, who will be affected, when our final breath might be. We do know this, Lord. You expect us to be ready, to be living a life that pleases you, and to be ready for you. And so we ask for help with that life, that today, this weekend, all next week, we might live a life that pleases you, is healthy, O God, and that walks in a way that is good. We ask for your help with this in all our churches, desperate for your grace and mercy to live that life. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well said, Pastor. Thank you very much. I've been in old miners' days running a booth where it snowed. This weekend we'll have sweater weather. It should be sunny and beautiful with sweater weather. It'll be a gorgeous time to be outside for old miners' days, won't it?
I think so. My family's looking forward to it. And we're going to go down in the mine. We will go.
It's amazing what human beings can do. The size, full-size dump trucks and equipment in these massive tunnels that they build underground. It's just truly amazing what human beings can do, isn't it?
And they are all taken down piece by piece, part by part, in a 10-by-10 freight elevator, John, and reassembled, rebuilt underground. Did you know that?
I did know that, and they never leave, do they?
No, they don't. They pretty much, that's the end of their existence.
They keep them down there until they're wore out, and that's the end of them. They just keep them there, and that's the end of it. It's an amazing thing what human beings can do. Well, Pastor, thank you very much. We're on a biweekly schedule. We'll look forward to having you back. It would be Friday the 20th.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Matthew Wright, the grandnephew of wildlife. We'll be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle